From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 20 years ago this Sunday, a jury acquitted four white Los Angeles police officers in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. Within hours, the city started to burn.
Come on, bring it.
The LAPD is a gang itself. They're totally treating the people unjust. Who are they serving and protecting? Serving and protect who?
I was in Studio City. I was sitting with my family and all.
Rodney King watched the violence escalate from his living room just a few miles away.
We were warned by the FBI, stay in because the streets is going to be, it's going to be a lot of turmoil going on. And it's like this has been going on. People are really tired of it.
The rage in Los Angeles focused on the LAPD. But the department largely stood on the sidelines early on, as drivers were pulled from their cars and businesses were ransacked. Steve Gates was a captain in the LAPD at the time and brother of then-chief Darryl Gates.
I was like the rest of the community. I where's LAPD? Where's our normal response? It was baffling. People were looting. People were burning buildings. They were hurting other people. They were shooting their firearms. It was a riot. I look at it as a low point. It was disturbing. It was very, very disturbing.
Disturbing, but not surprising for many in L.A.'s black and minority communities. Connie Rice is a civil rights attorney who has spent her career focused on the LAPD.
The way I viewed it and the way I saw it was as an explosion of anger and fury because of the emasculation of the community. This was like 40 years of kindling that had built up, and the King beating was the match that lit the fire. And that verdict was the explosion.